Television City in Hollywood.
Good time.
In a town you need a payment.
Good time.
You playing Good Times?
Well, because it's theme shows about moms.
We're not at that segment
about
yet.
Moms, talking about moms.
Yeah, all right.
I had a good, wonderful moment there. I think I overheard you talking with Megs about is she learning anything from watching me, and I just thought I'd mess up so she'd learn not to do that.
Yeah,
so,
what happened there?
You know what? I did one of those things where I tried to you know, preset. You know, it's manual automatic. And I must have double-tapped it with my thumb, because sometimes that happens.
The listeners don't care about the technical side of things. Let's just shorten that description. What happened there?
I messed up.
Thank you.
I love my job. I love my job.
Oh, stop it. Okay, folks, this is an opportunity for people to call in and talk about their mothers. Fine. So here's the phone number, 877-569-1250. Toll-free across Canada and the United States of America. 877-569-1250. 877-569-1250. If you're really confused, it's 877-JOY-1250. Look at the buttons, figure it out.
Bringing back sarcasm.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
I think you should go first.
About my mom?
Yeah.
My mom has always been amazing, and I think now that I'm a parent, I appreciate it definitely more, because the fact that I'm still alive is a miracle, and it's much attributed to her. Most recently, though, the thing I've seen in my mother is she had always said that medicine was a harsh mistress, my father being a doctor, and was looking forward to the golden years, getting him back when he retired. And the big challenge now, and I've mentioned this before, is my father was diagnosed with Parkinson's about 3 years ago. And it was devastating for her on many levels. Obviously, the golden years are kind of being stolen in a very vicious, horrendous way. And my father had always been like the, I don't want to say the caregiver. He always solved the problems when there was something happening, you know, fix this, fix that, you know, organize stuff. And now she's having to take on those duties, and it's not easy. You know, she's got a husband that she physically has to help out now. Things that, you know, my dad used to do before, she's having to do. And it's really amazing. And she's an amazing grandmother to my two kids, which I've always greatly appreciated. My daughter and her have a really tight friendship. We lived with my mom and dad for a couple years while I was unemployed going to teacher's college. And, I mean, that takes a lot to have me around the house. I mean, they love Pam, but yeah, they don't really care about me as much. But amen. She's got a great relationship with my daughter. And she's amazing. And I think the problem is we don't say it enough. And I'm completely guilty of that.
So when your mom dies.
Yes.
What kind of, you know, those mystique memories that remain, what would they be? Like for my mom, I'm thinking about Jeannette bath oils. Because she'd go out.
Those little balls.
Little balls that dissolved and stuff. Yeah, or you'd whip them at people.
But the gel would stay afterwards. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom used to have those.
My mom's baking, right? I think about her homemade applesauce, coffee crisp, coffee cake. She made coffee crisp.
Yeah.
Gardening and, you know, puttering around at the cottage and stuff. Like, you know, just those burned in memories that I miss.
There's some funny memories. My brother and I, whenever we messed up or did something horrible, my mother was very, unlike Michael, who we had on earlier, would cuss. My mom would not.
Right.
And she would, she'd get so angry, she'd just look at us and go, "You stupid boys!
Stupid boys!"
And so my brother and I always bring that up. I mean, we're going to be mentioning that left and right, you know, when the time comes.
Yeah.
But I think that's definitely one of the biggest memories I've got of my mom. And just, you're speaking about cooking. My poor mother, because my father was a doctor, you know, there's doctored standard time. He'd say he'd be home at this time, and he never did, just because things happen at work.
Right.
Like, unfortunately,
so a lot of Swanson dinners.
No, well, a lot of the cooking kind of, I don't want to say got spoiled, but things got overcooked because she really wanted us to eat as a family.
Right.
And so, oh, great. You know,
so you have a lot of barbecue sauce with the meat?
Yeah, you know,
ketchup?
The pork chops are more like hockey pucks, and, you know, the salad was wilted, and it wasn't her fault, but my brother and I was just like, oh, my goodness.
She'd wake you kids up and go, okay, it's dinner time.
Okay, hi, Dad, how you doing? But, mystique-y things. She was a very staunch, had always been a very staunch sort of, you know, you know, her father was an expat from England, and she always loved everything English, you know, candies and chocolate and the Queen. I mean, she and her mother and father, my grandparents, made a trip over to England for the Queen's 25th Jubilee, Silver Jubilee, which was, I guess, I don't know.
It's a big thing.
30 years ago. Yeah. And, you know, she was very proud, you know, a very staunch Anglican, you know, once again, a sort of Church of England thing. And, you know, hymns were all about her. And the
hymns were all about her?
Yes, hymns. She loved her hymns. And, you know, the Common Book of Prayer, which was, you know, now that I'm out of the Anglican Church, I've grown to really appreciate. I used to hate having to read all the prayers all the time, the same day, you know, every Sunday, the same thing. But I've really grown to appreciate the liturgy now and how it's said, like the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed.
We're talking about your mother still,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, I'm still talking about my mother. These are things that will stick out of my mind that my mother has influenced me with.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's say she's listening right now.
If she's listening right now, love you, Mom. I don't say it enough. You're a jerk. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Damn, he's a softie.
Yeah,
I am.
I'm softie. I love my mom.
Nothing wrong with being a mama's boy, is there?
Not at all.
Could you say that a little lower, please?
Yeah, not at all, you stupid boys.
I was thinking about the television show The Waltons and how so many people loved Mrs. Walton and the character that she played, but we forget she played a pretty stern woman. Like, she was,
well, you know,
not
what?
You know, the husband wanted to joke around and be all fun and throw the kids in the water, and she was always kind of the strict one.
Well, that's what moms are, really.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
because the guys are supposed to be goofy and the moms are supposed to
just
toe the line.
Well, moms have, you know, are often the ones that raise them in their early years, and so
yeah.
I think that just comes with the job.
All right, so let's go to our first caller. I believe it's Sham. Sham, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm quite well. Thank you for calling. You are on the Drew Marshall Show. I would like to hear about your mama.
Well, sadly, my mama passed away a couple years ago.
I'm so sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. It gets a little sad now when I come around Mother's Day. I'm a mother myself, so celebrating Mother's Day with my children, it brings around the sad times with my mom, but I try to remember the good times that we had. Mm-hmm. And you know, my mom was very inspirational. She was a no-nonsense kind of woman. She strict about God, and you know, right now being an adult and instilling the same values in my children, I appreciate it now, the things that she has taught me when I was younger and very rebellious and not really, you know, trying to listen to what mama was trying to say and steering you in the right way back then. But now that I am older, I get to, I guess, instill the same values in my children and now know how important it was back then to, you know, let our children know how important God is. And, you know, she always says every morning that we always wake up, she's like, you need to reverence God. You have to reverence God. So, instilling the same things into my children, it you know, it's a little bittersweet, but it's good, you know, and that's what I remember about my mom. She's always singing and, you know, always Bible study, 6 o'clock every morning, Bible study, you gotta wake up for prayer meeting. So
wow.
That I really love about my mom.
What do you remember the last conversation you had with your mom?
I was pregnant with my daughter. I was having a little difficulty with the pregnancy. Now, she's like, go to the hospital and go check it out. So that was the last conversation I had with her before she passed.
Hmm. Was it sudden or?
She had diabetes and she's in Jamaica, so we don't really have all that much, you know, resources in Jamaica like we have here in Canada. So it was a little bit of frustrating trying to get her from home to the hospital in time. Hmm. But, you know, nothing happens without, you know, the Lord God Almighty have a stamp on it. So if it's her time, it was just her time. There's nothing you could have done about it.
Well, look, I have no idea how the spiritual realm works, but let's say that your mom can hear you right now. What do you say to her?
That I love her and I miss her and I really hope that she would get to meet my children, that he should have been here. They behave just like her, especially my daughter. So seeing how my daughter reacts, it kind of like, yeah, you're just like my mom. So yeah, she should be very happy to see my children now. And she never got to meet my husband, so she would get to meet him now. And Yeah, just I love her and I miss her.
Yeah, yeah, I dig it. I get it. Sham, thank you very much for your call, and happy Mother's Day to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Peter, you're on the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for calling in. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, thank you. Actually, tomorrow I'm giving the message at our church, and I'm going to be talking about my mom.
Great. Will it be a good message, though?
It is a good message.
Okay.
she passed away in 2008, but you know what? I was just reading. My sister put together kind of a book. My mom wrote all sorts of anecdotes about her life, and you know, she's certainly lived a life of sacrifice. She was a student at Juilliard School of Music and had to give that up to look after her own mom because her mom got so ill that her dad called her up and said, you know, can you come home and look after mom?
Wow.
So that was quite a change for her. But you know what? God used her anyway. She married my dad, who was a pastor, and she was involved in music throughout her career as part of the church. Played, you know, organ and piano and so on and so forth. And the amazing thing is God really turned our lives around because we were living in the United States and my dad was pastoring there, and we're preparing to go to the mission field. And on our way, basically, to get ready to leave, we had a car accident. My mom was very severely hurt and was recovered for months in the hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And God healed her, brought her through it, and she lived to into her 80s. And so God just really blessed me with a mom who was persevered through some pretty challenging times. And the other really quick thing is I want to say that even though my mom has passed away, I still feel that I have a mom because when I married my wife, my mother-in-law is just an amazing lady.
Well, you lucked out there.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I can't. When people talk about difficulties with mother-in-laws, I've never experienced that. I've been really blessed by that. And she's in her 90s now and still doing well and still hanging on. And God is blessing her with his blessings at this time in her life. And again, just a real inspiration to hear about her life as a missionary wife in Africa, you know.
So. Wow. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Peter, listen, thank you very much for calling in and sharing a little bit of your story like that. I don't know. It's one of those things where I know what I was going to say earlier. I still have dreams that my mom is still alive, mm-hmm. and I find out, also find out that no one told me.
Oh.
And I get a glimpse of her in a crowd, or I see her somewhere, but she waves or smiles at me, and then she disappears again. And it affects me still, right? It's just an amazing. Moms are, we've made an industry out of saying how amazing moms are, but seriously, and I know, look, I also know every mom is not amazing, but my mom.
Well, you know, there were times, and I think she. Certainly in what she's written down that she's passed on to us, she's admitted to that there were times when she felt that she was just, it was beyond her. You having been a minister yourself, you know how much of the demand is for that on a person. And for her to kind of support a family of six kids at the same time was a major undertaking.
Yeah, yeah, it for sure was.
Yeah.
Peter, thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. Good to hear from you.
Oh, and good to be able to share.
Thanks. You, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Jennifer, you're on the Drew Marshall Show. You want to tell me about your mama?
Yeah, my mom is not dead or anything. Like,
well, then you're not allowed to call in because the last two people, their mothers have died. So,
she's really ill though. She's in a nursing home. She's in her 90s.
Oh.
And but she had a few strokes, and that's how she ended up in the nursing home. But I see her almost every day, and I was with her today. And, you know, sometimes she says the most amazing things. In the last 3 years, I've learned more about my mom and about myself than I ever learned living with my mom my entire life.
Huh.
You know, so it's amazing. She's an amazing person. She was very stern as a child growing up. You know, she's very stern. But in the last few years, I learned that my mom's sense of humor, it is just something I didn't appreciate before.
No, you don't appreciate their humor when you're terrified of getting the back end of whatever, you know.
Yeah, my mom was the first one to say, okay, I'm going to give you a spanking now, just in case you do something later.
There we go. Can I ask you, I want to ask you a question. This is where I get into trouble on this show, because I don't know how to word this. But Jennifer, just bear with me here.
Yeah.
It seems to me like within the black community, and by the way, I'm just guessing that you're a black lady, probably a beautiful black lady, but, you know, the accent, right? I kind of went there. But I get the impression that your moms really had to, they were the enforcers, more so than dads. Is that true?
In my family, both my parents were the enforcers.
But with
my dad, he was slow to anger,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He stored his thing up. My mom, she just, it's done. She did what she had to do. She disciplined you, and it was over.
Yeah.
You know, but I was more afraid of my dad than my mom.
Huh. Well, because you get used to it. If your mom's blowing up here, you know, left, right, and center, okay, you sort of get used to it. But when your dad is long fuse, big bomb, that's a scary thing, right?
Yeah, but my mom, like, she disciplined us when we needed it.
Yeah.
She didn't tolerate rudeness. That was something that she never tolerated at all. You had to speak in a certain way, and you had to be respectful to people you didn't even like, you know?
Well, I do that every Saturday with Tim right across the board here.
You know, but the thing was, you know, like in the nursing home last week, just to take up a little bit of your time here, last week her primary caregiver was going away on vacation. And so she's very attached to her. So, you know, her caregiver says, well, I'm leaving, I'm going on vacation, but I love you. And my mom just, you know, deadpan face, she just says, you can stay there and love me. Just like, you know, just deadpan. And
love it.
She goes, her caregiver goes, but I love you, though. My mom says, okay, and that was it, you know? But it was just, and then when she turned away, my mom just burst out giggling, you know, because she thought it was so funny. And I'm thinking, you have the weirdest sense of humor.
Beautiful.
Ever.
Beautiful.
You know, but, and she's always trying to lead her caregiver to Christ.
You're right.
That is the most important thing. All her kids have come to know Christ, and it was because of my mom. But she's always trying to lead someone to Christ, even though sometimes she doesn't remember, you know.
That's sometimes the best way, if you don't remember, you know?
But she's an amazing, amazing woman, and I hope that I turn out to be as amazing at her age, you know, in illness or whatever that she is now. But I love my mom. I wish she could listen, and I wish I was able to let her hear this, but I tell her all the time. Like today, I told her, Mom, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I'm coming to see you. You know, and she goes, okay, what are you bringing me, money? And I'm like, what are you doing with the money, Mom? You know, but I wish, you know, I wish all the mothers out there, you know, the very best, because I know being a mother is an extremely, extremely difficult job.
Yeah.
So I wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day.
Well said. Well said. What a beautiful way to end this segment, Jennifer. Thank you for your heart and for sharing about your mom. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Oh, really? You're going to play this song and wreck me? Thank you very much. This is the song. This is the song that I remember the night my mom died. I held my son, and I listened to this song. It's by an old cheesy group called The Imperials, but it wrecked me, and it's such a... Duh. Anyway, Carrie Palmer will be next.
Around my perfectly formed, newborn, the image of two, infinite mystery, I wanted to know.